Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Terrible events are taking place in Amsterdam, about 86 years after the atrocities in Nazi Germany. Israel 365 News wrote on November 8, "Violence broke out after a soccer match in Amsterdam on Thursday. Israeli fans reported being attacked by Arabic-speaking gangs after the game. Some reported being ambushed outside the stadium and at the hotels by violent mobs. Israelis reported being harassed and hunted by the rioters for hours, with little effective intervention by local police. Footage on social media showed attackers chasing Israelis, beating them, and times kicking them while on the ground. Eyewitnesses said the attacks included car ramming, stabbing, beatings in several locations around the city, including attempts to break into hotels where Israelis were staying. Local Muslims and Arabs reportedly carried out the attacks. Many of the attackers were masked, and some carried Palestinian flags. An estimated 140,000 Muslims reside in the capital, where they form around 17% of the population. Half of these Muslims are predominantly Arabic and Berber-speaking communities. Turks make up 25% of the Muslim population in Amsterdam." The Israeli government said it held Dutch authorities responsible for the safety of its citizens. The Israeli government sent two IDF cargo planes to conduct a rescue mission in coordination with the Dutch government. Dutch leader Geert Wilders, whose party is a member of the Netherlands government, strongly denounced the attacks, describing them as a pogrom. Deborah Lipstadt, the U.S. envoy to counter anti-Semitism, issued a statement denouncing the attacks, and that's what she said. "In terrible historical irony, this is happening 2 days before the grim anniversary of Reichskristallnacht in 1938, when Nazi sanctioned and led pogroms against Jews erupted across the German Empire. And then the combat anti-Semitism movement has called the vicious attacks against Israeli football fans in the streets of Amsterdam last night a new Kristallnacht." Now, Wilders was also quoted as saying this: "Looks like a Jew hunt in the streets of Amsterdam. Arrest and deport the multicultural scum that attacked Maccabi Tel Aviv supporters in our streets. A shame that this can happen in the Netherlands. Totally unacceptable. We have become the Gaza of Europe. Muslims with Palestinian flags hunting down Jews. I will not accept that. Never. The authorities will be held accountable for their failure to protect the Israeli citizens. Never again." Now, let me also say in passing that the city of Amsterdam is home to the Anne Frank House, where Anne Frank and her family hid before being murdered by the Nazis during the Holocaust. Now, NBC News tried to somehow put some of the blame for these atrocities on the Jews. They wrote on November 12, "Early Thursday, a video showed a crowd cheering as a man ripped down a Palestinian flag. Video shared on social media showed Maccabi fans chanting anti-Arab slogans in front of the square's national monument. Within an hour of the match's ending, security was falling apart, and of course that is when the riots started. Now, of course, these incidents didn't help, but they didn't cause the riots. The Jerusalem Post wrote already on November 10, "The violent attacks were likely to have been a result of a pre-planned attack against Jews organized in a Telegram group Dutch newspaper De Telegraaf reported on Friday. An alleged Jew hunt was announced well in advance, prompting rioters to travel from far outside Amsterdam to attack soccer fans and Jewish people. Already on Wednesday night, Amsterdam city center had been the site of similar incidents, the Dutch paper noted. Several taxi drivers were also reported to be involved in the attack on Israelis as they arrived in central Amsterdam to target groups of Israelis, again, De Telegraaf stated. The British paper The Telegraph wrote on November 8, "I think the violence in Amsterdam is a grim confirmation that a continent on which it becomes fashionable to view the Jewish nation as the most evil nation is a continent on which it will become acceptable to attack Jews. That some in Europe have taken this polite society bigotry one step further and physically attacked the citizens of this supposedly diseased nation is shocking, but not surprising," the author said. Are we going to see a repeat? A repeat of the terrible atrocities against Jews and other minorities perpetrated by Nazis in World War II. But now it's not only going to be a German phenomenon, even though it wasn't really only a German phenomenon in World War II either, but this is going to be Europe-wide, and not only Europe-wide. Focus, a German outlet, wrote on November 8. "Last night, the Dutch capital Amsterdam became the scene of a frightening attack that should wake up not only Jews but all of Europe. The perpetrators filmed their acts of violence and proudly shared the videos on social media, a propaganda tactic also used by terrorist groups such as Hamas to spread fear and reinforce their message of hatred against Jews. This targeted intimidation through violence shows how extremist ideologies are taking root in Europe's societies and spreading their message across borders. It is an infiltration of our communities that not only threatens Jewish life, but undermines the foundation of our European society. The tolerance of intolerance that has increasingly taken hold in parts of Europe is now coming at a price. Islamist networks and extremist ideologies are managed to establish themselves in our cities, and they are using every opportunity to spread their anti-democratic and anti-Semitic messages." Another startling and astonishing article was published by Report 24, an Austrian outlet, on November 9. "The fact that Viktor Orban's Hungary has become a safe haven for Jewish athletes and fans is a slap in the face for all those self-proclaimed moralizers who have preached for years with a raised finger in the direction of Budapest. The irony could not be more biting. Jews in Europe have to hide again. 70% of Belgian Jews are hiding their identity. The situation is similar in many other European countries. Imagine if these statistics affected a different minority. The media outcry would be deafening. But here, shrugging shoulders at best. The events in Amsterdam mark a new low point. A city that prides itself on its liberal tradition becomes the scene of a hunt for Jews. The perpetrators, mostly those who have benefited from a decades-long policy of limitless tolerance. The victims, of all people, they are members of the minority that Europe took up the cause of protecting after the Holocaust. Anyone who still talks about individual cases is complicit. These are the same circles that shout never again at every opportunity, and that have made the mass import of anti-Semitism possible, through their policy of open borders. They are partially to blame for the current situation, even if they would never admit it. You know, anti-Semitism has never, ever died out in Europe. And it's going to become worse and worse in the near future. And then there was a second attack on Jews. The Times of Israel wrote on November 11 that police in Amsterdam have arrested several suspects after dozens of rioters clashed with officers and set a tram car on fire. Footage from the scene caught at least one of the participants shouting, "Cancer Jews," indicating that the violence was an extension of attacks perpetrated by Muslim and Arab rioters against Israeli soccer fans over the weekend. And right now there are debates going on in the Dutch parliament. Of course, Geert Wilders has made it very clear that he wants to go forward against those rioters with all the strength and all the vigor. But of course, there are some voices already being heard saying, oh, well, you know, we have to be careful about this. They're trying to minimize the situation. They don't want to put and pour any more oil into the fire and so on. Of course, this approach is not going to last for a long time because fear is spreading in Europe. Fear. NTV, another German outlet, wrote on November 13, "A week after the attacks on Israeli fans in Amsterdam, security circles are talking before the France-Israel game on Thursday about the most sensitive match of the year. The authorities are on increased alert. Israel's National Security Council is issuing a travel warning. Around 4,000 police officers are supposed to ensure the smooth running of the game in Paris on Thursday. And Mr. Macron is supposed to be there to guarantee peace between the fans," as if they cared whether Macron is going to be there or not. It's also an irony. Here's Macron. He wants to be the savior of the Jewish people. He was one of the most forceful critics, the forceful attackers of the Jewish state and on the Jewish state and against Netanyahu and what is happening in the Middle East. The hypocrisy is deafening. So what is the future? What is the future for the Jews, for the state of Israel? Does the Bible tell us something about it? It most certainly does. We have prepared a free booklet, the book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. And this booklet has a lot to say about what is going to happen to the Jewish people, what is going to happen to the state of Israel before and after the return of Jesus Christ. Things will dramatically change when Christ returns, but until he returns, things will go really, really bad for the Jewish people. And that is clearly prophesied in your Bible. So please listen to the video which we have put together to talk a little bit about this booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
You may be surprised to learn that the ancient book of Zechariah was written for our time. How important is this Old Testament book for our immediate future? What do all the visions and prophecies in this book want to tell us? For example, will there be a third temple in Jerusalem before the return of Christ? Times are getting worse for this planet, and there is only one way through which humanity can be saved. This booklet shows you what that way is. For a free copy, please go to eternalgod.org.